No, I'm not saying you're sleeping in church. No, I'm not saying everybody needs to get up. What I'm saying is there's awakening in our spirits this morning. You know, we've been talking about a shift. There's a shift taking place. Let me tell you, the shift's here. And hello to everybody this morning. And those that are on Facebook, good morning. And I want to talk to you just a little bit this morning on there's awakening. There's an awakening taking place in 2020. And the great need of the hour is for there to be an awakening and a revival in our spirits this morning. Amen? Amen. Amen, Pastor Shane? Amen. There needs to be an awakening this morning. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Romans chapter 13 and verse 11 and 12. Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to what? Awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Amen? Let us cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on an armor of what? Light. So say bye-bye, darkness. And hello, light. Amen? Amen. Going to sleep on life. We find in the scriptures that we just read that Paul realizes that this would help the saints of the Lord not to allow himself to go to sleep in the spiritual sense. Amen? Not to go to sleep in the spiritual sense. Presence of your body is a living sacrifice. Amen? Don't be conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to this world, sister. Because if you turn your TV on, we're talking about war. We're talking about death in the streets. We're talking about robbery. We're talking about all these crimes that are happening. And we're saying, God, what are you doing? God said it would happen like this. Right. Amen. Because if we believe in the Bible and we read Revelations, it's not going to get any better for the non-believers. Renew your mind. Discern the will of God. Think soberly. Serve Him. Teach, give, lead. Let love be genuine. Let love be genuine. You know, Pastor, I prayed a couple years ago and I said, Lord, I want you to give my heart anew for love. I need you to put some meat tenderizer on that heart of mine and give me a new love for people. Little did I know that He would empty the bottles out on me. Little did I know that I could love the way I love today. Why, you ask? Because I love Him first. Amen?
Amen.
Let love be genuine. Hold to the good. Show brotherly love. Show honor to others. Show honor to others. Be fervent in your spirit. Rejoice. Be patient. Pray. Give to those in need. Bless and don't curse. Don't reply evil with evil. Don't reply evil, or don't reply to evil with evil. Is somebody's toes hurting this morning? Is somebody's toes on Facebook hurting this morning? Amen. Don't reply evil with evil. Live peaceably. Amen?
Amen?
All of these are the words of Paul as he leads us by his words. That it is high time for all men and all women to come out of their state of sleep. Amen?
Amen.
It's time we awake this morning. We often discover that we can be asleep with our eyes wide open. Amen? We can be asleep with our eyes wide open. There is a sleep that comes for our soul without many ever even realizes that it takes place. you can go to sleep on life. In fact, there are 1,001 different ways that we medicate ourselves so that we go to sleep on life. Amen? Mindless entertainments. We withdraw into depression. We hold on to some bitterness of the past. Guilty as charged. We hold on to some bitterness of the past. I think I'm stepping on some more toes this morning. There will be some sleepers in the Bible that we're going to talk about this morning. Because they went to sleep and missed out. Pastor, you're saying that there was people in the Bible that went to sleep spiritually and missed out on what God was trying to do? Absolutely. It starts in Genesis 28:16. Jacob, when he woke up and he realized that he had missed out on God. You flip over to Judges 16 and 20. Samson went to sleep and he lost his strength. He lost his strength while he was sleeping. Then you go over to Jonah 1 and 6. Jonah slept through a storm that nearly sank the boat he was trying to get away from God on. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Amen. More often than not, we find ourselves sleeping through life. And we missed opportunities that literally could change the direction of our life. Thank you, Jesus, that I didn't go to sleep the night that he called me to preach. Thank you, Jesus, that I didn't go to sleep the morning that he said it was my time to be saved. Amen. Good thing we didn't go to sleep when we were looking for the perfect church. When he said, here you go, brother. Here you go, sister. Here you go, church family. Amen. It's a good thing we wasn't spiritually sleeping when we was trying to listen to God. Amen. Amen. You know, church, every day that I wake up, there's not a day that don't go by, I say, Lord, is this real? Lord, am I dreaming? Lord, wake me up. Because what you have done in our life, it's just, it feels like a dream. It feels like it's just not even real. Because we have been blessed so beyond measures. Amen?
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing me not to go to sleep. So the next time, you say, Pastor, you need some rest. Pastor, you need to sleep. Don't tell your pastor to sleep. Don't tell your pastor to rest. Because your pastor needs to keep running. Your pastor don't need to slow down. Your pastor don't need no sleep. Your pastor don't need no rest. Why? Because I want to make sure that my eyes are focused and clear on what God's trying to give us this morning. Amen? I want to make sure that my eyes are awake and my spirit is awake for Him. I don't want to miss out anything that He has for us. Amen? There are times that the Lord and life will come to us in efforts to awake us. Amen?
Amen.
Deeper and deeper things to awake us. Our destinies. We need to be awoke. Amen?
Yes.
Don't waste those opportunities when the Lord is trying to hike you forward to something greater than you could ever believe it was possible. Don't miss out the opportunities that God is trying to get us to. Amen? Awakenings don't come very often, church. They don't come very often. It ain't like I'm going to sleep today and God will wake me tomorrow. I'm going to sleep this week and God will wake me tomorrow. Let me tell you something. I took vacation last week. We left out on January 1st. We went camping. And we had a good time, and we laid in the bed one night and was going to sleep. And I woke up the next morning, and it was about 5:30. And I started to get up and make coffee, and it was pouring down rain. And then I laid back down. I slept another hour. I got up. I laid back down. I slept another hour. I laid back down. I slept another hour. And before I knew it, it was lunchtime. Your pastor don't ever do that. Your pastor don't ever do that. but I really wasn't sleeping. I was praying to God, Lord, show us new visions in 2020. Awake our spirits in 2020. Show us a new avenue in 2020. Fill more seats in the sanctuary in 2020. Allow us to have a building fund in 2020. Allow more people to want to do things for you in 2020. In 2020, allow the buses to be full in 2020. Allow people that don't have a way to get to church. Well, Pastor, if they don't have a car, if they don't have a way to get here, that means they ain't got no money to give an offering. Come on, you're the ones we're looking for.
Amen.
You're the ones we're looking for. Well, Pastor, you mean to tell me you're going to fill a church bus full and bring them into the sanctuary? It costs you money to run that church. You're right. You're right. But you know, if it wasn't for the people coming in, we wouldn't have a church. And if it wasn't for our church people on the bus, we wouldn't have a bus. Who's to say this? We pick up the people down the street that don't have a way, that don't have money, but are starving for a word, starving for a blessing, that comes into our sanctuary and says, you know what, Pastor? That church that I came to a couple years ago, it changed my life because I learned about God. That church that you picked me up to go to, it put a new pep in my step. It put a new fire in my soul. Amen.
Amen.
And now I'm on the straight and narrow way. And I have got a job, and I'm so successful, and that building fund that y'all are trying to do, the Lord said, don't worry about it, because He gave me a job with plenty of money. And I want to build a new church for the people. Amen? I want to be able to bless the church with money because you blessed me picking me up to go to church. Picking me up with no money. Picking me up with no job. Picking me up without a car. All because you love me. All because you love me. Amen? I'm telling you, church, 2020 is a change. And yes, there is a shift already taking place. I talked to a brother in California, and he said, Shane, the shift you're talking about, he says, I'm excited, but it's already happened. The shift's already happened. We just got to wake up and realize it. We just got to wake up and find out what God's trying to tell us. Amen? Amen. Awakenings don't come very often. Abraham only had one opportunity to offer Isaac. Amen? David only had one opportunity to fight Goliath. What do you think David would have done if he'd have been sleeping spiritually to fight Goliath? It probably wouldn't have ended the way David wanted it to. Paul only had one Damascus road to experience. Jesus only had one cross to endure. Amen?
Amen.
The prodigal son only had one hog pen he had to live through. More times than not, we waste so much energy fighting to remove the miserable settings that we're walking through. Amen?
Amen.
We've been dealt a bad card. I need to get out of it. They did me wrong at work. They did me wrong at the church house. They did me wrong down at the store. Instead of being miserable and trying to weasel your way out, you can come to yourself at a dead-end job. You can come to yourself when you feel like you're being held down by your throat.
Yeah.
You can come to yourself when you feel like all your money's gone and crawl on your hands and knees and thank God for those times. Because in those times is what we're building. Amen? In those times when there's an awakening coming. In those times is when we're asking, Jesus, show me something here. Jesus, lead me through these thick green forests. Jesus, show me the way. Amen? There's an awakening happening. There's an awakening happening. Awakening comes to us when we're all alone. Now, there's people in this room, myself included, that does not like to be alone. Amen? I won't go to a restaurant and eat by myself. I don't like to drive down the road by myself. I don't like to do a lot of things by myself. But there is one thing that I love to do by myself. And that's to get on my knees before Jesus and thank Him for what He's done and what He's doing. Don't be afraid to be alone. In fact, most spiritual and mental and material progress will be made when men and women are by themselves. Amen. I heard my wife say one time, she said, me and God was having a conversation when I was driving down the road. And I got some things figured out. He showed me what I was looking for. He showed me and gave me some answers that I was asking Him for. And it clicked. And I said, God, sometimes I've got to be by myself. Sometimes I've got to walk out in the backyard and walk through the woods and say, God, I'm out here in the thick. And Lord, I ask You to show me the way. God, I ask You to guide my footsteps. God, I ask You to guide my mouth. God, I ask You to guide my eyes in every day that I am upon this earth. Amen. Every day that I live, these are the things that I pray. Amen. Don't be afraid. In 2020, there's an awakening happening. Don't miss out. Don't fall asleep on the Spirit. Amen. It is time we stop missing what God is trying to show us. Amen. Just like I told you, there's a shift that was happening. It's here. 2020. In 1984, when I was in grade school, and I was doing whatever Shane did in grade school, fighting, getting bad grades, being a bad student, getting in trouble at home, I never would have thought I'd have seen 2020. And then in 1998, when I said I do, I never would have thought I'd have seen 2020. 2019, I thought I'd never see 2020. But church, we made it. And we're going to make it. Because in 2020, there is a perfect vision. A vision of shift awakening. When we get a hold of that, when we actually open up our eyes and say, God, I want to be awake in the Spirit. I don't want to miss anything. When you come through those doors, before you sit down, say, God, open my mind. God, open my heart. Lord, open my mouth. Lord, I receive the Holy Spirit. Lord, I receive what You're trying to give me today. Lord, I'm hungry. Lord, I need to be fed. Lord, I need more of You. Lord, come on in. Lord, change my life. Lord, show me love. Lord, show me visions. Give me dreams, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. He's here this morning. Amen. All we got to do is say, come on in, Lord. Come on in, Lord. I'm awake this morning. I'm awake this morning. If you don't watch out, I'm going to jump on the back of these chairs. But I'm awake this morning. Yes. Amen. In California, it may be early, but I guarantee you somebody's awake in California this morning. Amen. God is good this morning. It's an all-time word. I can tell you, your pastor has been starving for an awakening. Your pastor has been starving for the Word. How many times do we turn that TV on and not even watch it? We flip over there to the thing that shows you the videos, the YouTube. We get over to YouTube and we watch praise and worship music because we're starving for it. We flip over there and we listen to preaching because we're starving for it. How many times do we drive down the road and we say, God, I need a message this morning. God, fill my soul this morning. And you flip it to the perfect message. Do you think that's you? Do you think that that's just coincidence that you found the perfect message that you needed for that day. No, it was Jesus guiding you to.
Yes.
Guiding that little old phone. Guiding that phone. And I know he was guiding the steering wheel. Because there's times I don't remember getting anywhere. But I made it. Amen, Brother Tom? I made it. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning. How many of you in this room by the sound of my voice says, I want to be awake. I want the awakening on my life. I need to feel more of Him. I need Him in my life every single day. Not just when I feel like it. Not just when the weather's warm outside. Not just when it ain't raining outside. But I need Him every single day. I need Him every minute of the day. Amen? Because I'm going to tell you, like I told you last week, He's a 24/7, 365. And let me tell you, we got 12 months in this year. We got another 360 days. I would start today and get on my hands and knees and thank God for what He's done. I'd get on my hands and knees and I would thank God for every avenue that I had to walk down, every struggle that I had to struggle through, every heartache that I had to walk through, every person that walked out of my life, I would thank God for. Every person that He allowed to be pushed to the side, I would thank God for. You know what? Because when we thank God for those things, when we thank God for those things, look at what He's doing. Look at what He's doing. Because I'm going to tell you something, church. You're a child of God.
Amen.
You don't do God's children wrong. You listen to me. You don't do God's children wrong. You don't do God's children wrong. Amen. Because when you do, I'd hate to be in the room. Because there's a coming a day. Amen. There's coming a day. Amen. Don't do God's children wrong. Amen. We serve an on-time God.
Yes.
And the awakening is now. January the 5th of 2020. Amen. I get everyone to please stand.